from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot wrap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
In about 15 minutes, Jeff Tucson, Bill, I don't know if you've been checking this out, but Griff seems to be getting a little chippy in a little snit between him and ESPN's Adam Rittenberg. Because I don't know if you want to ask Griff about it. Oh, absolutely. It's about the scheduling. SEC staying at least temporarily with eight games. Rittenberg taking exception to it, which, okay, that's fine. And Griff fighting back. So, well, yes, I will. I mean, that's Griff. That's what you want from Griff, right? I mean, that's what I want. I like it when Griff's getting chippy. That's fun. That's the fun part. Jim and Jupiter, in a few years, Florida State and Clemson will not be able to win a natty. The revenue disparity will be too much. Okay, here's what you need. Here is what you need. For the crowd out there that has their beloved school stuck, like Florida State fans, like Clemson fans, stuck in a league that you'd prefer to escape from and get into a top two league, top one league, like the SEC Big Ten. Here's what you need. First of all, the contract that the ACC has with the schools that they signed involving grant of rights, exit fees, and everything is freaking ironclad. Legally, just going to court or something wouldn't get the job done. Now, if I'm a law firm and somebody wanted me to represent them doing it, I'd do it because you would bill tens of millions of dollars in that lawsuit. Oh, hell yeah, I'd take the case on if I happen to be a lawyer. Haven't gone to my first day of law school yet, it's the problem. But if I happen to be in that business, I'd take that case on in a second because I know the billable hours are going to be ridiculous. I can get lots of new toys with these billable hours. Tens of millions of dollars you would have to bill a school. And at the end of the day, nothing would be done about it either. They just billed you a bunch of money. The contract is ironclad. Here is what you need, though. You need chaos. That's what you need. You need unrest in the sports world, in the college football world. Here is what you need. If you're Florida State Clemson and you need something, some kind of somewhat Hail Mary, you need a domino effect. And the domino effect is, and again, I'm not saying this works to your advantage, but it can't hurt you. You need the story that Colorado and Arizona are soon to be jumping to the Big 12 to be absolutely true. Now, again, I'm not saying 2 plus 2 equals 4 here. I'm just saying you need some chaos like this, and you need the domino effect to get to your side of the country. You need that story, which I think has merit, whether it happens or not. It's plausible that Colorado and Arizona are soon to be hopping to the Big 12. All the body language out west ain't good for the Pac-12, at least to date. Keep in mind that could change, but as of right now, the body language is not good. So you need that Arizona-Colorado story to, A, be true. You need that to start a somewhat cataclysmic domino effect, which means the Pac-12 starts crumbling. Now, you may say, well, Bill, what's the Pac-12 have to do with Clemson, South Carolina, or Tallahassee, Florida? Well, that might set off a, let's say, Oregon and Washington end up in the Big Ten. Big Ten doesn't really want them right now, but maybe they take them, okay? Maybe they take them in. Might as well. The SEC sees this, and now they want to make a move too. Maybe they hear that the Big Ten is threatening down south a little bit, coming and poaching. Maybe that pushes them into interest when it comes to a Florida State or a Clemson. Maybe it does. Maybe the networks say, we'll back you up. Maybe ESPN does. Now, right now, ESPN's not even paying Tennessee. Not even playing the SEC more money for a nine-game schedule instead of eight. I do think that'll change. But as of right now, they're saying, in this environment, we don't have the extra money. We're not spending the extra money. But you need something that appears to be the ground is shaking. The Earth's tectonic plates are rubbing really hard, making really scary noises. That's what you need. That is your best bet. If you're a Florida State Clemson fan or whatever team you are, and you're wanting out of your league, that is a possibility. I'm not saying it's a guarantee at all. It is not a guarantee. But that's what you need. You need something to trigger that the Earth's tectonic plates get all the way to your backyard. Start out west and work their way all the way back to the southeast. That's what you need. That is something that might open up your ability to escape. And again, that I would, what do I think the chances of that happening? I'd say as of right now, okay, just today now, and again, this number could move maybe 10%. Now, I may tell you in 2 weeks, 38% or something. Right now, that's about 10%. But that's better. 10% is better than you fighting that contract. Everything status quo, fighting that contract is a losing money gobbling proposition. It's not worth the millions and millions and millions you would spend on boilerplate conversations that end up nowhere. It's not worth it. That one's what you need. I've told you what you need to get things going. Noel Kev up in Chicago. Bill, in the Big 12 expansion talk, is the Big 12 saying it or is Arizona and Colorado saying it? None of them are saying it. Specifically. Now, Colorado has said, and I can paraphrase, whether it's Rick George or somebody else, but Rick George is the AD there. We're happy in the Pac-12. We want things to work out here. At the same time, we have to consider our future and what is in our best interest, and we will do, whenever the time comes, what is in our best interest. So see there, you don't say it, but you infer it. You danced around it a little bit. That's PR 101. You danced around it a little bit. Look, if you're Colorado or Arizona, what would be the point of coming out and saying, you know what, damn it, we're leaving? Now's not the time for that. Sorry for the vulgarity there, the D word. Sorry about that. But you know what? It was appropriate for the moment there. You don't come out and say it yet. And certainly Arizona's not. Now, Arizona's spoken some, but you're not going to say it because the time's not right for that. You may say, well, Bill, when is the time right? I can just tell you the time's not right yet. I would say the time is right when you are 99.999 times out of 100, out of 100, sure that the Pac-12 is not going to get a feasible new relationship. Bill, where are they right now? I'd say they're about 80 out of 100. You're trying to wait. There's really no rush. The Big 12's going to be there, okay? It's not like the Big 12's going to overlook you and go take back Oklahoma and Texas. Or they're going to come into the SEC and get, I don't know who, Arkansas. I mean, that's not happening. On any number of reasons, it's not happening. So nobody's saying it. Bob Boolsby's not saying it. Or not. Brett Yormark, sorry. Bob's retired. But the body language says it all. Now, I'll say this. If that becomes possible, the Big 12's ready to pounce. 100%. 100% they are ready to pounce if this is presented to them. I can promise you that. Yeah, Griff's coming up here shortly. Griff in a Twitter snit's good. That's good stuff. Griff is even better when he's on TV or radio in a snit. That's the best Griff you can get. You can't rank Griff any higher than when he's in a snit on one of the two. He's very, very good at it, too. He's very, very good at it. In about 45 minutes, the Super Regional sites will be announced. You already know who five of them are because those were top seeds who won and have earned the right to host. The others, we do not know yet. And the main one is Hattiesburg and Knoxville. We should know that in about 45 minutes, unless that leaks earlier, and it might. If somebody sees that leaks, let me know. Alert me. Send off an alarm. Do something. Jim up in Ottawa, Canada. Bill, agree wholeheartedly with your assessment of teams that have a chance to win a national championship in football. The question I have is this. Why the hell can Texas not be a perennial contender for a natty? They've got all the resources you could want, overstocked with D1 talent in that state. What's missing? Hiring the right head coach. Now, that place, Texas, is a weird place now. It's a weird ecosystem, meaning the University of Texas. But hiring the right guy, that can align everybody. Texas has your football championship people there that want it badly, and you have the other side of the political spectrum, which detests you. And that is a fight. You got to put up with a whole lot of bleep if you're going to take that job. All right, Griffin, we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's trying to improve there in Williamson County where we had that earlier wreck on 840 westbound near Paytonsville. That's just before you get to I-65. Still some volume over here on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. They were moving a wreck on 24 westbound near Bale Road just a few minutes ago. A little bit of rubbernecking going on there. There's still some of that volume coming in from Rutherford County there through Antioch on 24 going westbound. It's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. You can check out all their services online at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race. It's a festival.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
It's Miss Amy now for everybody, right?
Apparently it's Miss Amy.
It's Miss Amy, Miss Amy.
I call her AAS.
I call her owner.
and then the boss.
You know what she is? She's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
She's a gangster.
She knows what she's
doing. A gangster.
She knows what she's doing.
Yep. Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
No Griff yet. We'll pull Griff up here shortly from the AJC's Dog Nation. Been down in Sandusen at the SEC meeting. They concluded last Friday, so he's back home. Has the Georgia beat. Had it for a couple of years now. Enjoys it. He's seen several natties. That's got to be a fun gig. Hawkeye Jason said, Bill, this tweet also kind of had Griff and Adam Rittenberg energized, and I read it earlier, but it's from Peter Burns of ESPN. Since they approved a 12-game schedule, which was back in 06, no team that plays a 9-game conference schedule has ever won a college football national championship. Big Ten, Pac-12, and Big 12 haven't won a title since moving to 9 conference games. Meanwhile, the SEC has won 13 titles. ACC has won 3. That's pretty good. Clyde in Detroit. Bill, no pun intended, but ask Griff, has the ship sailed for Georgia on receiver Jordan Shipp? Here he is coming to Ann Arbor on an unofficial next week. I will ask Griff that here shortly. Yeah, a lot of questions. People line up to get Griff's opinion on things. And we are tracking him down right now. Yeah, Griff's with us each and every Tuesday. Now, let me go ahead and give you tomorrow's list. It's Blake Ruffino from the Boot down in Louisiana. So all of you folks in Georgia want to know about Wes Johnson and what kind of hire that is. And again, he won't be with you at Georgia until he finishes LSU season, which they're starting their Super Regionals against Kentucky at home on Friday. What'd you say, Adam? Okay. We're still efforting Griff. But Blake Ruffino will be with us. I know. And I'll ask him about Wes Johnson, who's on that staff, and then Brett Ciancia, who's working on his college football magazine. and it will be ready for release this summer. I believe in July is what he said. So, heck, July is only about a month out, right? That'll be coming out here very, very soon. And I do want to get Griff's thoughts on being down there in Sandestin and the 8-game schedule and all that, which has them. That's what the snit's about right now. That's what the snit's about. Back to Texas, though. Jim up in Ottawa said, Bill, with all these teams that aren't capable of winning a natty, how is Texas not on the list of winning one? And they won one in 09. Or they won one in 05 and then lost Alabama in 09. Check that. But that's a good run. See, that run between 05 and 09, that's a Texas run that people act like is their historic legacy. It's not. Now, they've had some outstanding teams. Some teams, Darrell Royal, for example, Royal Memorial Stadium. Darrell Royal was a very good coach for Texas through up until the 70s, right? They had some awesome teams through there. But their history, you would think, is like Alabama's, and it's not. It's not remotely close to Alabama's history, even though they're in a state that's got way more players. Alabama's got good players, too, but not volume, not close to that. And Texas has basically, along with A&M, unlimited resources. Now, again, is anything unlimited? Not really, but in the context of things, basically unlimited resources. Here is what I've been told since I was a child about Texas and Texas A&M, except they're different. At Texas, they have unlimited resources, but if you want to order, let's say, a package of number two pencils, I'm just being silly here, you may have to go through 18 channels to get it. It may take you 6 months to get those pencils delivered. At Texas A&M, you could pick up the phone and say, we need $15 million this hour for this new building over here. You'd have the money. Now, is it that extreme? Maybe not. But that's what I am. I've been told that for I don't know how long in my life in this business. That's the difference. The resources are there. And, yeah, they do use them. I mean, come on. Texas has nice stuff. But it's just pulling hair every which way you turn at Texas. It's difficult. Why do they flame out in basketball when they bring somebody? And they bring Shaka Smart in there, who is as hot as any coach in America at the time. He doesn't do much there at all. Ends up leaving for Marquette. It happens in almost every sport there. Now, the baseball teams in the Super Regionals, they went down to Miami, eliminated Miami, and we know what their chances are. They got to go to Stanford, by the way. Yeah, they got to go to Palo Alto. Texas baseball has their moments. A year ago, they were ranked number one pretty early, Texas, and then they started flaming out. You remember the picture or the tweet? The catcher for Texas was seen taking a shot of whiskey before a game. He's padded up. He's got everything on. His catcher's gear is on. Some dude sneaks him a shot of something, which he takes. I don't know what was in that bottle. It looked like whiskey, bourbon whiskey. It was brown water. Brown. It was pretty sure it was some kind of whiskey. I don't know if it was Fireball. I don't know if it was. Probably wasn't Pappy's. And he got suspended for that. It was all over social media. How many of you remember this? Wasn't that last year? Or was that 2 years ago? I think it was last year. That's very funny. That's very funny. West Coast Sooner. Bill, if you ever get Griff on there, how come Georgia didn't get Sammy Brown when he's right up the road in Jefferson? Sammy Brown, from what I understand. Yeah, I know. We haven't got Griff yet. Sammy Brown, from what I understand, top-ranked player in Georgia, grew up a Clemson fan. Now, you got to remember, Clemson is kind of right down the road, too. Now, probably, what, about an hour and a half away? But Clemson isn't far from him. But, yeah, I mean, I think the question is, Bill, how come the top-ranked player in the state isn't going there? Well, players all the time don't go to their in-state schools. I mean, Alabama's come in there and gotten all kinds of talent out of Georgia. That's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying it's preferred, but Georgia's going to be fine without Sammy Brown, as good as he is. Okay, I just sent Griff a message. Now, maybe he is tied up in a meeting or something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to get him, though. South Pacific Sooner, coming over from New Zealand, is a 6-1-5er now. Big Oklahoma fan. Bill, Daryl Royal was an All-American at the University of Oklahoma. True. Says, Bill, it took a Sooner to make them successful. True. Yeah, very, very true. Jeff says, maybe Griff is on vacation. Well, if he is, I didn't know about it. I mean, not that he has to alert me every time he makes a move, but I have not heard from Griff. Usually Griff is pretty responsive. Kenton here on Twitter about the new coach at Georgia, Wes Johnson, on the LSU staff. He has been hired to replace Scott Strickland at Georgia as the baseball coach. 51-year-old Johnson has worked as a collegiate pitching coach since 08 before joining the Twins and becoming the first pitching coach in Major League Baseball history to make the move directly from college ranks to the big leagues. And I believe he was also at Arkansas, right? He's been at Arkansas most recently, including at this very moment, he's at LSU. That's Kenton in lovely Savannah, Georgia. Appreciate that. I don't really know much about him. So that did educate me. Yeah, it taught me more than I knew there. Sammy on Twitter in Hatton, Alabama. Bill, A&M has done less with more than anybody to date. I mean, you could say historically that's true. Now, Jackie Sherrill had them rolling. They hired him in 83 for, at the time, big money from Pitt. He left a much better program, Pitt, to go to A&M. And got to remember, Pitt was a national championship perennial threat back then. Between about 76 and 82, 83, Pitt was a national title contender. Won one of them. And competed for it several more years with ungodly talent. Jackie Sherrill, who had that job after Johnny Majors left to go to Tennessee, left there to go to A&M for, at the time, $300,000 a year, which in 83 had everybody fainting. It was so much money. I remember everything about it. And he got them turned around and had them winning, and then the NCAA got in there, and he got run out of town. Yeah, that's what happened there with him. Johnny Vegas says, yes, Bill, it was last year. Texas was ranked number one to start the season in college baseball. Remember, they played Tennessee really early and beat them. Didn't they also eliminate Tennessee in Omaha 2 years ago? And I believe that is when the Tennessee snit with Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson. And who is that ump? I always forget his name. Jeffrey Macias. That's right, Macias. That's where that snit started, I think. I don't think Macias has ever been part of another Tennessee game since. There was an incident last year, too. And it might have been when they played Texas early in the season. They played Texas early, like in March last year in 22, and Texas beat them. I don't think Tennessee lost another game after that for about 30 games. But that's where the snit started in the College World Series 2 years ago in Omaha, carried over to the next year. and they do not like each other. I mean, Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson despise that Jeffrey Macias guy. And you can tell it's personal both ways. You can tell. You can tell. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia. Bill Bleep Griff, just call Georgia Dog. That's an option. Georgia Dog's busy, but yeah, I mean, that's an option. Things like that could happen. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where Griff is. I haven't heard from him. Usually, see, last week, Rusty's separate from that. We may have to get Rusty if we can't get this done. What I might do is, if we don't get Griff, Adam just brought that up. And Rusty's coming to town this year. Rusty's been in town, by the way, last week, I believe. On 3, located here, is his new employer. He left 24/7. He's with On 3, and they had a big get-together here. Big NIL thing, I believe. And Rusty was in town for that. But he'll be back in town when Georgia plays Vanderbilt. And, we may have to do that. Get him on the next show, which is tomorrow. Craig in North Augusta. Hey, Bill. Waiting for Griff. How about Council Bluffs today at 2? Clemson 2016 versus Georgia 2022. Wow. That's pretty boys. First year. Right? Was that his first year? Was his freshman year 16? Versus Georgia 2022. That Clemson team had the firepower that this Clemson team, these last couple of Clemson teams, absolutely do not have. That Clemson team could absolutely play and threaten Georgia with their weaponry and pretty boy at quarterback, for sure. What would be the outcome there? Clemson 16, Georgia 22. Was that his first year or his second year? His last game was the LSU game, right, in 19. Anyways, that would be interesting. But, yes, the weaponry would be there for Clemson to absolutely threaten Georgia. And they had talent on both sides of the ball. Boy. I may give Clemson the advantage there because of the quarterback. And you're going to say, well, Bill, Stetson Bennett's a hell of a player. True. But he's not the talent that Pretty Boy is. That'd be a tough matchup either way. I'm going to say Clemson 28-27. Could have gone either way. Pretty Boy is the difference in that game, I think. That's the way I would go with it right now. No Griff, man. I no idea where he is. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As of last check, it was looking a little bit better there in Williamson County on 840 westbound in Paytonsville as you approach 65. At one point, it was really slow in that section of Williamson County. Still some volume coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro on 24 westbound and through the Hickory Hollow area. Still looks good on I-40 and Hermitage, Donaldson, but just watch for some radar on I-40 through certain parts of Wilson County. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals that get it done right the first time, you'll check with these guys first. They're online right now at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Music City will be rocking June 23rd through the 25th with a different sound, the sound of NASCAR.
Start your engine!
The Ally 400 is back at Nashville Super Speedway, and this year, it's a night race. NASCAR in Nashville. It's guitars and fast cars under the lights. Visit NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get your tickets for the triple header weekend, including the Ally 400, Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Rackley Roofing 200 today.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler Filling Station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Bill King Show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Pretty boy's first year was 17. No, not 16. 16 was Deshaun Watson's last year. National championship. Yeah, it's interesting. But that Clemson team had the weaponry offensively that these teams don't have right now. Or at least the last couple of years they have not had right now. Maybe that changes. All right. Speaking of the College Football Hall of Fame, now let me just repeat, folks. I don't care. I have never in my life cared about a Hall of Fame. I don't care which one it is. I don't care about it. I don't think about it. I just don't. I can't tell you why. It's just not interesting to me. But I get a message here from Keith in Annapolis, Maryland, site of Navy. Says, Bill, did you know that Ralph Friedgen, former head coach at Maryland, former assistant at Georgia Tech, is on the candidates list for the Hall of Fame? He's on the ballot. Ralph Friedgen is a brilliant offensive mind. But, and he is. He's a brilliant offensive mind. I told you, under the category of biggest jerk ever, and Adam wasn't involved in it, but back in the series days, processing him, meaning calling him, getting him on the air to get on, you know, to get him on the air, could not have been a bigger jerk. Cussing out the producer, calling him, all kinds of stuff. Just a complete jerk. So just for that, I don't care if he gets into the Hall of Fame. Just for that one moment, and that one moment only, Ralph Friedgen goes on the number one jerk list, for sure. Adam, what'd you say there, Adam? All right, we'll get a call here. Obviously, we're not getting a call from Griff. I texted Griff, too, about 10, 15 minutes ago. I've not heard back. So Griff is either somewhere that I don't know about, or he's in a meeting, or I don't know what's going on. Yeah, he does nature hikes, too. Maybe he's doing that. I don't know. Jim down in Jupiter, welcome in, sir.
Billy, I know you'll disagree with me, but it's time that you Mick Cronin this guy. Man, come on. Lack of respect. I know he's good for radio, I guess, but man, I mean, he's done this a lot over the years.
Griff has?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he knows he's going to be in a meeting, just say, hey, man, I'm covering the SEC. Today he has nothing. I'm going to go on a ship. I'm going to go on a cruise. Let you know.
That's true. Anyways.
Well, anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, listen, this Oklahoma, we were talking about linebackers. This Oklahoma softball team, have you ever seen the size of these women? They are like linebackers. And our little girls are going to come out there. It's just, it's a different level of athlete, you know? We're a scrappy bunch that will try to, you know, to get some runs across by running the bases and stuff like that. These are some real big ladies that we'll be going up against, if you know what I mean.
I was reading just a little bit a couple of days ago. Apparently, Oklahoma softball recruiting is Alabama football recruiting on steroids.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you about that. So whenever that signing day is, you'll see the first, like, 10 to 15 women that sign all go to Oklahoma. They pick anyone and everyone they want. So, and then, to make matters worse, you got to play the damn thing in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know.
So they got home field advantage every freaking year. It'd be a tough deal, but, we'll see what happens. Yes, but back to what I was telling you about, FSU and Clemson will not be able to go for a natty very soon, maybe in a couple of years. I mean, I'm not saying we're ready right now either way, but at least in the past we had the ability because we had enough money to compete. Man, I'm talking every coach that you want will be in the two big conferences. The support staff will be too much. That money, even though technically won't be able to, supposedly will be funneled into NIL. I guarantee you, even though it's not supposed to, I guarantee you that extra money will be funneled into NIL. Guaranteed. And Clemson, FSU, Oregon never could win a natty anyway, but let's just, say Oregon and Washington could show up in the playoff. No chance of winning a natty the way things stand. $40 million a year. $40 million a year.
I told you what need to happen, though, here in the next month.
Well, and it could. I mean, I'm telling you, it could. You get the Pac-12's dead. You get enough. And people don't understand the significance of North Carolina wanting out of the ACC. That is huge. North Carolina runs this sorry conference. They want out. I believe the Big Ten would take them. You get enough schools to just say, hey, we're done with this. There is no ACC. There is no grant of rights to enforce. The whole thing implodes. That's what we need. You take care.
Jim down in Jupiter. All right. We'll get a break. Zen Sports. You're going to be hearing that a lot on this show. Just got approved for the state of Tennessee. Their app ready to go. We're going to be talking about it. Adam and I have a meeting, a teleconference later today with the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
morning, as of last check, it was looking a little bit better there in Williamson County on 840 westbound in Paintonsville as you approach 65. At one point, it was really slow in that section of Williamson County. Still some volume coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro on 24 westbound and through the Hickory Hollow area. Still looks good on I-40 and Hermitage, Donaldson, but just watch for some radar on I-40 through certain parts of Wilson County. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals that get it done right the first time, you'll check with these guys first. They're online right now at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find. I like this flavor gin, but want something new? You'll love this one.
Oh, wow!
Oh, you're good. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. B21.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We've heard collaboration more than I think I've heard in my...
It is the word of the year for the Titans right now.
So is that your word, Rand, or was that already here and you've become groomed to the word collaboration?
I would say it's our word.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another collaborative phrase there. Thank you, man.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Tomorrow, Blake Ruffino will be with us. You Georgia fans, I will ask him about your hire of Wes Johnson from the LSU staff. Pitching coach has been his background. I will get into that with him. And also, Brett Ciancia checks in tomorrow morning. Looking forward to that. Adam, who'd you say we have? Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. Georgia Dog, before you get started, how is your wife with her, what was it, ankle injury?
She is home today for the first time by herself and has texted me a couple times that she's doing wonderful. The surgery was a little worse than what we thought it was going to be, but I think two plates and multiple screws, but coming along pretty good. That's the first time in 40 years I've taken 2 weeks vacation at one time. And I'd like to give a shout out to all the nurses out there because it's work. It is.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we've been very blessed, Bill, and, of course, with all the prayers and things. But, you know, the Sammy Brown thing, you recruit based on need. And, you know, I would have loved to have had Sammy Brown at Georgia, but when you look at that room last year, they signed the number. We signed the number three linebacker and Raylan Wilson, number five and C.J. Allen. Troy Bowles was the number six at the position. Then this year you got the number three guy and DeMarcus Riddick. And the bigger need for Georgia was defensive line. Justin Scott is a kid that Georgia really, really wanted and still may get him, but Justin Green was one of those two guys were absolute needs for Kirby. And that those are positions that those guys are rare to find, Bill. It's easier to find the linebacker than it is those guys in the trenches, in my opinion.
Oh, the big body defensive linemen are hard to come by. No doubt about it. It's when you have a Jalen Carter, it's fun because you know they dominate, but those guys are not on every street corner.
No, and they're not. And, you know, we talk about Georgia, and I've said this many times. There's two states in the state of Georgia. There's the state of Georgia and the state of Atlanta. Because a kid lives in Atlanta, we're assuming that he grew up a Georgia fan when a lot of that's a big transit town. A lot of those kids have no connection to Georgia, but of course Sammy Brown did. But he grew up a Clemson fan, which is just across the state line there. So, you know, good for Dabo. He got a good player. But like you said earlier, you know, we've seen guys leave Georgia that couldn't crack the lineup. Jermaine Johnson down at Florida State. And I'm going to tell you, a guy that I really think will come out real big this year is Tresman Marshall over at Alabama. I think that kid is going to be – he was a very explosive linebacker at Georgia, but was told by the coaching staff that he would be used in kick returns and special teams mostly. I just think that kid's going to be you put him and Dallas Turner together, I think they're going to have a great linebacking core. But not a substitution for Griff, Kevin, sorry. But, Bill, with that, we just have to be doggone, man. Love the show.
All right, Georgia Dog, appreciate you checking in. Always good to hear from him. In about 5 minutes, the Super Regional sites, which most of them you know, will be announced. That starts on Friday. Basically a Sweet 16. It's not called that, but it's 16 teams left. That'll get whittled down to 8. Then they go to Omaha and beat each other up there. I have a ticket on Stanford, and I bought this 3 weeks ago. I've got a ticket on Tennessee. Now, I did that just because it was, you know, I was getting good odds, meaning value, getting good value. And I had two tickets on Clemson. That obviously went nighty-night, but that's okay. Clemson, look, bigger picture, if you're a Clemson fan right now, your future is in wonderful shape. Your baseball program, you are in incredible shape for the future. And next year, I'm going to be checking out Clemson baseball because I think you are in a wonderful position to go back to being a problem in college baseball. Dating back to the heritage, which is left behind by Jack Leggett. I mean, what a job he did. He had people there like Sully, Tim Corbin. Think about the names that were there with him at Clemson. Two of the best college coaches out there, Tim Corbin, Sully. Sully's got a natty. Corbin's got two. Bockich came to Vanderbilt with Corbin. I believe he was at Clemson too, right, prior. And then got the job somewhere and then went to Michigan and did a fantastic job there. You are in wonderful shape there. Yes, you'll hear me talk more about Zen Sports. That's Z-E-N Sports, as they have been approved by the state of Tennessee. This is the only state to date they have targeted to get into. There's plenty of states where you can apply to get in. This is the one state so far that they have applied, and they've said for now that's what they're going to be doing. It's just for the state of Tennessee. So when you hear me talking about it, you have to be in Tennessee to get that app. That's just the way this works. All of these laws, kind of like name, image, likeness, right, are state-by-state laws. Some states don't even have it approved, period. But they targeted Tennessee. That's where they want to be. we'll start talking about them with our new relationship with them beginning tomorrow on the Wednesday show. I think somebody's trying to short Tesla this morning. If have you seen it? Somebody's trying to short it. Shame on you. Lush Pop.